While Bach's Mass in B minor follows the traditional order of the liturgy, beginning with the Kyrie, it's actually a collection of pieces composed over a 25-year period, when Bach had moved to Leipzig, where he was in charge of the music, in four Lutheran churches.
What's different about it is that it's this tour de force.
Joe Miller is the director of Westminster Symphonic Choir.
It's Bach showing everything that he'd learned his whole life.
When Bach wrote the Kyrie and Gloria in 1733, he'd already written the Sanctus for a Christmas Day service nearly 10 years earlier. He composed other parts of the Mass in 1748 and 49. He died in 1750.
I don't know that Bach ever really thought about the work being performed all together by one choir and one orchestra all the way through.
Different styles with changing instrumentation and different vocal forces, from solos and duets to large choirs and double choruses. Miller points to the Credo in the middle of the work.
The piece is going just with continuo, and it's going to sound very, very old-fashioned. And then immediately, when the text is introduced, Patrem Omnipotentem, we become late Baroque splendor with trumpets, and the orchestration is just filled with life and exuberance. It is a language that speaks to something greater than ourselves.